I don't care who you are. You could be a bigwig in the Silicon Valley or just someone who, you know, speaks occasionally at a civic group. Decker Communications is the place to go if you want to become a great speaker. And Ben Decker runs Decker Communications. They're online, decker.com. How you doing, Ben?
Good morning, Brian. Great.
I love this. We're going to talk about the top 10 communication moments of 2016. So I'm on your website right now looking at this. And what I really enjoy, besides noting the top 10, you also have some takeaways from us on how we can all learn to be better speakers. So congrats on this, Ben. This looks really cool.
Well, thanks. We shifted it. You know, in the past, we always did the 10 best and worst communicators. Mm-hmm. But with all the noise, the negativity this year, we wanted to shift it in the moment. So to learn something from the key moments of this year.
Okay, so I'm just going to go through these top 10 with you. And Ben, we're going to go to number 10. And this is the knee drop heard around the world. Colin Kaepernick. Talk to us about this, please.
Well, we're trying not to focus on just the knee drop. It's really how we handle the knee drop. And if you look at the press conference right afterwards, you know, we bring up an angle of, do you want to make a point or do you want to make a difference? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did make a point. I think there was an opportunity to make a difference. If you look at that press conference, there wasn't much passion, point of view, perspective. It was more of an eventing session for Colin Kaepernick. And so I think there's something for all of us to learn there. When we want to make a difference, there's just a missed opportunity for him.
Yeah, so, right. He made his point, but he missed the opportunity to make a difference. And that's the whole key here. If he would have been better prepared, right, and if he would have presented himself perhaps in a more positive light instead of being so sour, like what he did or not, he could have really driven the point home, right?
Yeah, we always encourage our clients to have a point of view. Like, what do we all need to do differently versus just saying about his opinion? Mm-hmm. And you could take that mindset right into business, no matter what role or work you do.
I like that. We're talking with Ben Decker, Decker Communications, about some of the top communication moments of 2016. Let's go to another one. This has to do with the Olympics, and it was Ryan Lochte. Of course, he's the very, very good swimmer who got himself into a pickle with that robbery. Whether it happened or not, I'm not really sure, but the way he handled it. So you're saying, spurring an international incident, Ryan Lochte's allegations. Talk to us about what happened here and what he did right or wrong.
Well, this got a lot of attention this year. And so he's actually been on our worst list in the past. And he bubbled up again, Brian. They did something wrong when they were at the Olympics, and they vandalized, and he lied about it as far as whether or not a gun was put on him. And it's not that he lied. It's really how he told the story. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that first interview with Matt Lauer and what he did, it's not believable. And so what we want to learn from this is not to lie, but when you say something, say it with conviction. Pull us into details, make it real, be specific. But it was very vague, and it just didn't seem believable, even on the initial story, which was the start of the downfall.
Okay, that's a good one. And keeping it in the sports vein here, Ben, let's go to another on your list in terms of top communication moments of 2016, Vin Scully. Vin Scully, the voice of the Dodgers forever, has his final game called this year, and he has a goodbye speech that was so memorable. Why was this such a memorable moment?
Well, you're absolutely going from the worst to really the absolute best. This was memorable, and I want to call out the 162 games by Vin Scully. He's known as the best, but if you watch the speech, he does so many things that we push, we recommend, we coach, we train. And that has to do with a lot of the behaviors. He's so real. He's the best storyteller. He pauses, eyes, vocal variety. He just brings energy into every touch point he does. And that speech really is a culmination of it all.
Here's another speech on your list. This is Sheryl Sandberg, the Berkeley commencement speech that she gave in May. And what you're talking about here is leaning into vulnerability. Did she show herself to be vulnerable in this particular moment? Talk to us about that speech.
Yeah, this speech was pretty remarkable. It had tears. She's bringing up man buns, but she really opened up herself, who's gone through a lot of tragedy, to tie in a takeaway for all of us. And so that vulnerability pulls people in, and she found a way to relate to the audience with specific actions even at the end on this commencement speech.
So when you are training people to speak publicly, what do you tell them about the vulnerability issue? Because obviously this worked for Sheryl Sandberg when she was speaking at the University of California, Berkeley. Of course, she's the COO of Facebook. But how much do we share? You know, a lot of very famous people and prestigious people don't like to allow you to see beyond the curtain, Ben. So what do you tell folks who come to you for consultation?
This is becoming much more of an area of focus for us. And you can credit Brené Brown, you can credit a lot of the TED speeches that are out there. But a lot of executives, a lot of your listeners think, who are they to know this about me? And that's a big area that we're focusing on, of the more you open up, the more you bring in. And she's a great example of that in this speech. But any executive that is willing to share more, you feel like you can know them more. That makes you more loyal, willing to follow, willing to trust. So it's a big deal.
We had, of course, and you're right about this, the three-ring circus at the highest stakes, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton presidential debates. What's the takeaway from their presentations during these debates?
I think a key thing is to be listener-focused. Number one, answer the question that you're asked. And that goes to all of us. When we live through Q&A throughout the day, in the hall, in a meeting. Mm-hmm. When you're asked a question, you got to answer it. And they just showed the epitome of how to avoid or duck an answer or say what you want to say versus what they're really asking.
And this is so typical of politicians, isn't it? I mean, they do this, and you see this with people who are on these various news programs, you know, talking heads. They do the exact same thing, but you're saying it backfires. It's not the positive way to go.
You probably get it a lot because you're interviewing people and they want to get a certain point across, but it's our role being the interviewee to answer what you're asking. And so just to be more aware of that, because that can apply to all of us. And then the second point around behavior is realize how you're viewed, how you're perceived, and address it. So with Clinton around trust, with Trump around temperament, which he did adjust accordingly, and I think it worked out for him.
Let's go to number one on the list. And again, we're talking with Ben Decker, Decker Communications, based right here in San Francisco. Top 10 communication moments of 2016. This is, of course, FLOTUS for POTUS, First Lady of the United States of America. She had that big DNC speech in July. Let's talk about what many were thinking when Michelle Obama dropped the mic, so to speak, after that speech.
Well, I think she surprised people with where she went. And, you know, she shared some lines that were well shared, including, I wake up every morning in the house built by slaves, and when they go low, we go high. So she rallied people, and there's a care and a compassion that she exudes when she speaks. And really one of the best that I've seen using a teleprompter. We don't encourage teleprompter, but if you can do it the way she does, maybe we'll be more open to it. But she exuded a care, compassion, using great eye communication, great voice, especially when you compare it to a Melania Trump, which is also on the list, on a way not to do it. And right. So very likable, very connecting.
Yeah, and again, you know, even if you don't like her politics, we're talking about Michelle Obama, I will agree with you. She did a fantastic job and does, generally speaking, when she gets behind the podium, gets behind the microphone and speaks. I mean, she really is, quite frankly, an effective communicator.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's the 101 things of doing it. It's looking at people. It's smiling when you speak. It's showing an energy and a passion and a conviction in what you say. So politics, corporate, dialogue, it's all the same. It's how do you come across?
I love it. Ben Decker, Decker Communications, Decker.com. We'll link all this up at KSFO.com. Ben, of course, just kind of putting a shout out for what you guys do. You work with people from all walks of life, don't you?
We do. I mean, it doesn't get too much into the politics, but mainly corporate, Fortune 500, from CEO to sales, and startups across the board. You got to get your point across. It's got to cross boundaries. You got people to to buy into what you're saying. And so that could be a pitch, a product, or an idea.
Ben Decker, Decker.com. Hey, Ben, thanks for joining us. Happy New Year to you.
You too, Brian. Thanks so much.
Excellent. And here she is, Katie Green, KSFO.com, morning show blog.
Go to KSFO.com. We have available for you the video of the Uber self-driving car.